Hello, besties. Welcome to or welcome back to Ryan Talks. This is my podcast where I basically talk about whatever I want, and we just kind of go from there. So thank you so much for joining me today. I am a little bit off on my scheduling. I was like 3 weeks ahead, just so you know. I had them like scheduled in advance. I was doing a really good job. I don't know what happened, but you know, once you fall off, it can be hard to get back on. But I was just sitting on my couch and I was like, you know what? Get up, get back on. So here we are. I don't know if I'm just going to record remote one right now or if I might try to get ahead again, even though technically I'm behind, so I can't really get ahead. I can get caught up and then I guess then I could be ahead, but like still. It depends on how you look at it. Half glass full, glass half empty. It just really depends. But anyways, I am taking the initiative, so here we are. We also don't need to talk about the fact that I'm also behind on YouTube, which is sad because I have a video. I just haven't edited it yet. And I vlogged on my birthday, which if you don't know, my birthday was on March 5th. And so I am now 23. I know, crazy. And I vlogged on my birthday, but I haven't edited that, and I don't know. I'm assuming I still will. I don't know how good the vlog will be. I don't really remember what I recorded, what I got. So it might be a short, sweet vlog. I don't know. And then my friend Karina is in town on spring break, and we did a quick little vlog, but like didn't start till like halfway through the day, so I guess I have two different vlogs like kind of in the works, but neither one has been posted or edited or even really looked at past just the initial recording. So yeah, we'll see when those see the light. We'll just see. But I am officially 23. I was going to record a podcast episode on my birthday, and that was going to be like a birthday episode. And then I got home that night and I just totally spaced it. I literally had no reason not to. I just totally forgot. So kind of past that, but I figured we could still kind of, you know, kind of reflect on the past year, you know, and just kind of talk. So I think we'll still do that. But anyways, I subbed today at the high school and it was really chill. Such a chill day. Talked to my high school Spanish teacher for a bit after school because I haven't seen him since I graduated, but I've subbed for him multiple times. But obviously when I sub for him, he's not there. So that was nice. And he invited me to eat lunch with him tomorrow, which was so sweet. So I'm going to be eating lunch with him tomorrow because I'm subbing at the high school again tomorrow in the same class that I did today. And it was so easy. It was so easy. And the kids were so respectful and quiet. I literally read over half of a book. I know, just as shocked as you were. Obviously, I have a planning period, and lucky me, it didn't get taken away. So that was, oh my gosh, speaking of that, I have drama to tell you, but we'll get to that. So I didn't have my planning period taken away, so I had a whole 50 minutes basically to read. And then two of the class periods were literally silent. They were just doing their work, and I was sitting there bored out of my mind, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to read. Because part of me feels guilty reading when the kids are there, but like I'm just sitting there. So, like, why not also educate myself with some reading, you know? So, I read for almost 2 hours, plus a third hour. So, I read over half of my book, which was enough to finish the book entirely. I was reading The Naturals. It's a series. It's the first book. And Ellie put me on it. And Ellie loved it, rated it 5 stars. And she's a more harsher rater than I am. So, her 5 stars, like, probably means a little bit more than mine does, but I also rated it at 5 stars. But yeah, she got me hooked and I'm borrowing her copy. So that was really nice of her. And yeah, it was really good. And I'm glad I finished it today. And I just want to read the next one already. Any hoosies, I need to figure out what book I'm going to start next because I'm in the same job again tomorrow. So I'm assuming I'm going to have more time to read. So I need to be prepared with something to read. But yeah, also it's 6:30 right now, but you wouldn't be able to guess that because it's so bright because daylight savings just happened and it's really bright out still. So it's been really nice the last couple days, which as someone who loves the winter, it has been nice having the sun out because it's still cold. So that's why I'm enjoying it. Cold in the sun. I do love that. I do. Anyways, let me get back. We won't go too much into detail, but a little bit. So I don't think I've talked about this before, but I mean, I might have talked about part of this, but not this part. Anyways, you're like, we don't know what you're talking about. Anyways. Okay. So let me gather myself. Basically, as a substitute, I don't know if I'm just always getting the short end of the stick or what, but I typically get my plan period taken away as a substitute. And it's always been really annoying because as a substitute, I use that plan period to A, go to the bathroom, B, re-look over the plans to like re-familiarize myself with what I'm going to be doing when the kids come back, because unlike the classroom teacher, I have no idea what goes on in there every day. Number three, it's my opportunity to like set out materials or prep some materials, because sometimes teachers don't leave stuff like ready to go, and whether you think they should or not is a different thing, but that's not the whether you think they should or not doesn't matter. The point is that they don't always. And even if it's like nothing you really have to prep, you still have to like set it out, and you need that time. And if your prep's taken away, the second your kids leave, you have to go somewhere else, and then you're not done until you have to pick your kids up. So you've had no time to do any of that. Anyways, so you can probably imagine why it's frustrating to get your prep taken away. Also, it's just like a break. Like, yes, teachers are doing work on their prep, but it's still a break, like from the hustle and bustle of the kids. So as a substitute, I would also like that, just like, you know, few little bit of like time by myself. So it's really frustrating when it gets taken away, and I always complain about it, and I complain about it a lot to my friend Emily. And one day I'm sending her videos complaining, and she responds to my videos, and she goes, I didn't listen to anything after what you just said, because all I could think about was the fact that you said you don't get paid and I get paid. You're supposed to be getting paid. And I was like, what? Sorry, what? She was like, when I get my plan period taken away, I get paid for it. And I was like, you what now? You get paid? I was like shocked. I was shocked. And she was like, I think you're supposed to be getting paid. Like, you need to ask somebody. And I was like, okay. And I didn't like right away, but I was planning on it. Anyways, fast forward, I'm at a school subbing where my plan period is typically taken quite often. And I got to the school that day, and they gave me my binder, and immediately when I got there, there was already a sticky note that was like telling me I had to cover during my plan time. And I don't even remember, I don't know if I didn't have a good morning or what, but for some reason that particular time really set me off. I was so angry, and I just was feeling so taken advantage of as a sub. And as someone who doesn't, you barely have to know me to know that subbing has been a lot for me, and you probably know all the reasons why, but it's just been, you know, it's been a thing because of just like the background of why I'm subbing and all of this stuff, whatever. So that was just like the icing on the cake. I was like, oh, of course, right? And I was frustrated because I don't see a lot of other subs doing it. I feel like I'm always the one doing it. I also, don't even get me started on all the extra duties that I get put on. The thing that's frustrating is that I'm not opposed to helping out. Obviously, I enjoy helping people. Like, that's part of being a teacher. But when you're a substitute, you are filling in for the teacher that you're substituting for, meaning you should be doing the duties that they are doing. But as a substitute, I feel very taken advantage of because I'm always put on extra duties that the teacher I sub for doesn't have to do. And so then it's frustrating because it's like, why am I expected? I'm here to fill in for the teacher. Why am I filling in for other people as well? Why am I like double filling in and then not being appreciated? At least you could like appreciate me. I don't even feel appreciated. So that's whatever. Anyway, so on this particular day, I'm feeling really, really upset, right? And to not go into too much detail, basically I'm like, okay, now is a good time for me to reach out and ask if I'm supposed to be getting compensated for this, because my friend, also a little backstory, my friend also lives in Washington, but teaches in a different district. So it's a different school district than me, but it's in Washington State. So I'm like, okay, so it's not crazy for me to ask about compensation when my friend who subs in another school district in Washington is being compensated, right? So I reach out to the person that makes the most sense to me, payroll, right? Send them a quick email. And because I mentioned, like, you know, I know all of the dates that I've had to lose my plan time, so I'd be more than happy to, like, give those to you if needed. I was extremely nice, okay? I was extremely nice, and then I just kind of explained, like, why I was asking, you know, just saying, like, you know, why I reached out, just because, like, it happens to me a lot, it's really hard on me, and so I figured that, you know, I heard from my friend about that she's compensated, and so I thought, oh, I should probably check in, because this is a lot, and if that was the case, that would make it all better, but I didn't know about this. And the other thing is that people in my district, like, went through a sub training to become a sub. Like, there's a sub training, but because I became a sub when I was student teaching, I didn't have to do the training. So I don't know if that was information that I could have missed at the sub training, because they didn't have me go to the sub training because they're like, okay, well, you're obviously in education, like, you know what needs to be done. But if there was any other information about payroll or anything like that, I would have missed that because I didn't have to go. So I thought that's something that I could have easily missed out information on, right? Again, just asking a question. I sounded very nice. I don't email passive aggressively. Like, I just was being honest, right? So, okay. So I send the email right before I have to go cover the class. So I go and cover the class, and it's a nightmare. Of course it is. It's literally a nightmare, because it always is when you're just, like, covering, like, for a 50-minute period, like, because that means that there's no sub in there, so there's been a different sub someone's been covering every, like, 50 minutes or whatever, so of course that's hard on the kids, so the kids are crazy. It's just, like, it's a nightmare. So I'm in there, whatever, and then I have to take the kids to lunch. So I take the kids to lunch, and I'm coming back down the stairs, and I run into someone who works there, and she, like, stops me in the hallway, and I'm like, hey. And she was like, hey, I was just down there looking for you. And I was like, okay, which I thought was weird, because she knew I wasn't going to be down there, because she was the one that told me I was on the duty. So I was like, you knew I wasn't going to be there. Apparently she, like, left a note saying to call her back, because she had called and I wasn't there to answer, obviously. And so I was like, okay, well, like, what's up? You know, I thought she was going to put me on, like, a bus duty or something, because that's what was expected. So I figured that was what, like, the note was about. And so basically she was like, hey, like, the payroll person forwarded me the email you sent. And I was like, okay, kind of weird. And long story short, told me that as a sub, I don't do anything during that plan time and I don't really need it, and made me feel really dumb for even asking. Again, I don't want to go into too much detail, like, about every single specific thing that was said, but basically, if I didn't feel appreciated before, I felt even less appreciated afterwards. And it was just the part where it was like, oh, someone's ringing my doorbell. Did you guys hear that? That could be a package being delivered. Or it could be someone ringing my doorbell, but I don't want to answer the door. I'm busy. But is it a package? Okay, BRB. Okay, sorry, I'm back. It was a package. I waved at the guy. Anyways, I got my package. Actually, it's part of my friend Ellie's birthday gift, because her birthday is coming up. So, yeah. Anyways, very exciting. Okay, where was I? So, in the hallway, just basically, like, shot me in the hallway. Anyways, basically, what really, like, got to me was the whole, like, she was basically saying that, like, when you're subbing, you know, the teacher leaves everything for you, there's nothing you need to do, which I was like, first of all, that's not true. Yes, it should be how it goes, but that's never the case. That's, like, rarely the case. Like, there's always some confusion with the sub notes, and not all teachers, but a lot of teachers' sub plans are kind of lacking. And when I go into a school and I read there's, like, as someone who has been in the classroom and has, like, an education degree, I can make it work. But if you didn't know, just, like, if you were just somebody else subbing, because anyone can sub, really. So if you didn't have any kind of background in education, or even if you do, people don't leave the right details that they should. Like, it's just very interesting, the things that I would leave in a sub plan, because I would want them to not have to like wonder little things or like, I don't know. I would just leave a lot more detail than a lot of people do. Anyways, the point is, more often than not, you are going to struggle a little bit to either find something or put something together or prep something as a substitute just based on like the nature of it, especially if it's you're subbing for someone who's like out last minute. Of course, the plans might be a little all over the place. Like they just found out this morning that they couldn't come in. Like it's just the nature of the job. So you need that time to like even just gather yourself and but prepare for the next activity, prep things that need to be prepped. Like there have been times where I've needed to make copies and stuff. And if I didn't have that time, we wouldn't have been able to do the work. I would have been like, oh, sorry, didn't have time to print it. So we can't do it. Like, what are we expecting, right? So it was just really hurtful. More than anything, I was like hurt by that comment because already I don't feel appreciated as a sub. And then to be told that I don't do anything during the prep and that I don't need it because I'm just a sub. That's what she said. I'm just a sub. I was like, oh, okay. That knocked me way down because I already feel awful all the time when I'm like, you know, knowing that I didn't get a teaching job. Like I already feel awful about myself for not getting a teaching job. And then to be told I'm just a sub set me into a spiral, right? And so I was just like, obviously I was very nice, but I was so embarrassed. Like I don't embarrass super easily like in public, but I felt embarrassed because I was like, what if a teacher walks by and hears this and is like, why does she think she should be compensated? Like I was so embarrassed that you just stopped me in the hallway to do this. Like it just felt inappropriate, right? So then I was just like, I felt like I needed to explain myself, and so I was like, oh, okay, like that's fine. I was like, it's just really hard, you know, to have that time taken away and, you know, because of this or whatever. And then, so I just wanted to make sure because my friend teaches in another district in Washington and she gets compensated for that time. So I figured that if that was something I was missing out on, I wanted to get that squared away. And she goes, well, your friend must be a long-term sub because that's, we do that for long-term subs, which newsflash, I was also a long-term sub and did not get paid when my, plan time was taken away. So again, not crazy for me to be asking because apparently at one point I was supposed to be compensated for my plan time being taken away and I never was. So that's interesting to know. But anyways, so she was like, your friend must be a long-term sub. And I was like, oh no, she's not. Like she's just like doing day-to-day subbing because I felt like I was being looked at as like I was stupid. So I was really justifying it. I was like, no, just day-to-day sub, she gets paid, so I just wanted to check. And I just felt very like, it was just so uncomfortable and I was so embarrassed and I just felt like really not like listened to and like just not appreciated as a substitute. And it's already hard when the kids, you know, don't want you to be there. And I mean, kids get really excited when I'm their sub, like don't get me wrong, but like kids obviously are a little less respectful to substitutes than usually they are to their teacher. So it's hard when like you're in a classroom, even though that day I had like a dream class. It was such a good sub day in terms of like being in the classroom. But usually sub jobs can be pretty tough and the classes are tough and, you know, they act different when their teacher's not there. So like already being not appreciated in that way and then to like not be appreciated by people like adults around me, I'm like, okay. And as someone who already has so much anxiety around subbing, it just didn't bode well for my mental health that day, right? So I like leave the conversation feeling awful and I'm like almost in tears and I'm like trying to get down to the classroom and then my friends that worked there were like stopped me in the hallway and were trying to talk to me and I had to like kind of cut them off and I felt so bad, but I was literally about to cry. And I had like 3 minutes before I had to go pick up my kids. I didn't even get a chance to go to the bathroom after all of that. So then I had to wait over an hour to go to the bathroom because I didn't have a chance. And I go downstairs and I just barely start crying and I'm looking at my face and I'm like, oh my gosh, like it looks like you've been crying. Like you need to clean this up. So I'm like, you know, fanning my eyes and wiping my tears and trying not to full on cry because I don't have the time to. I can't. I have to go pick up my kids. So I had to hold it all together, whatever. So then that was that, and it just kind of, like, made the rest of the day hard and made me embarrassed to, like, talk to these people because now I'm like, okay, now I feel like you guys think I'm dumb for asking that question when other people in Washington get compensated. I was just asking a question, like, you chill out. So then I tell my friend Emily about it, and she's mad. She's like, how dare they? And I was like, I know, like, I'm glad someone agrees with me, because I feel like I didn't do anything wrong by asking a question. Then I start telling my mom about it, and my mom's like, that's unprofessional that the payroll person forwarded your email to, like, the person at the school, because I assumed it would make sense to email payroll, right? And then the more that my mom and I started talking about it, I was like, I didn't tell the payroll person what school I was at that day, what school that it happens at. Like, I never mentioned once that the school I was subbing at that day was where it happened the most. It just also happened to be, because in the moment I was so fed up that I was like, let me ask. Like, now is a good time to ask, because it keeps happening. But I didn't tell that to this person. So the payroll person must have looked up where I was subbing that day and then forwarded the email to the people in the office to deal with it. And so I'm like, okay, I feel like that's almost like a breach of, like, my privacy, because I sent this to one person who does them, like, the money, you know, and who I've contacted before in the past when I wasn't getting paid correctly, and they fixed the problem. So I'm like, okay, so it just made sense that that's who I would talk to. And I feel like if she was the wrong person somehow, like, they should have been like, I can't help you with this, but this is who can, like, you should reach out, not just forwarding my email to the place that I was at that day. Like, it, the more I look back on it, I was like, this feels unprofessional, and it feels like a breach of my privacy, because now I feel like the people are going to look at me differently because of it. Also, on top of all of that, the payroll person never responded to my email, like, period blank, never responded. Even say, like, oh, I forward this to so-and-so, they can talk to you about it. They just, like, threw it on the other person to deal with. So now it's like, okay, that person that talked to me probably felt uncomfortable because they were put in that position. Doesn't mean that they should have told me I was just a sub, but, like, it makes more sense maybe where that was coming from, because if that was sent to me, I would maybe feel a little uncomfortable, like, you know, this is what people are saying, like, you got to deal with it. And it's like, again, I don't think there was anything wrong with me asking a question, because I only asked because I know somebody else in the same state that gets compensated. So why would I not want to make sure? You know what I mean? It was, and I was so nice about the question. I wasn't like, it makes no sense to me still why it became such a, like, a hostile feeling and why it had to be dealt with the way that it did. And ever since then, I've felt so uncomfortable being there, just like walking in the door. I feel so uncomfortable because I'm afraid it's going to come up, or I'm going to be put on a duty and I'm going to feel like now it's, like, on purpose. It's just hard. And then I'm always put on these extra duties, and I try to ask questions about it, and, like, no one can answer my question. So then I'm like, what am I supposed to do? And then, like, I have my, depending, the teacher I've been sub, I had sub for recently, like, has a duty that they do. And so I would do that duty, and then the person is like, well, you need to also do this. And they're like, because you don't do anything after school. That's what they said. And I'm like, I do, though. And then it's just hard because other substitutes leave, like, right when the kids leave. So I'm like, and I was told one time, I was like, well, you have to stay till this time, so you might as well do this duty. And I'm like, but everyone else leaves before me. Like, actual certificated teachers are leaving before me. I just feel very unappreciated, and I do feel taken advantage of quite often in these scenarios. And so, again, with everything that we know about how I feel about subbing and how subbing has made me feel in the past, and all of that on top, all of it together is just like this nicely little wrapped present. And when you open it up, it just, like, explodes, you know? That's how it feels inside of, like, my head. Because, like, I want to enjoy subbing. I want to be excited to go to the schools, and I want to feel appreciated. But, like, when I'm told that I'm just a sub, and I'm being taken, and my time is being taken advantage of, and other people are just getting to, like, leave, it's hard, you know? I would think that would go for any job. I know lots of jobs out there expect people to do things that are not, like, on their pay scale or whatever that saying is. Like, I think you know what I'm trying to say. So I know it's not just an education, but that's all I can really speak on. So Anyways, I talked about that way longer than I was wanting to, but it was just a really harsh thing. So let me know what you think. I just felt so uncomfortable, and still, I just like wish I hadn't sent that email, but also I don't know why I'm not allowed to ask questions. I don't understand. Like, I don't know. I don't know, but now I get 10 times more anxiety going to that school, so love that for me. However, I'm trying to be more helpful, and it's hard because so many districts in my area are letting off teachers left and right, or at least are going to be, and the like available job like projection for this coming school year is worse than it was last year and is looking worse and worse every day. I am just trying to stay confident, and I'm just trying to like say it in my head, like, I will have a job, like, it's my turn, it's my time, I'm ready to have a job. Like, it is time. I'm telling everyone right now, everyone hearing this, it is my time. I'm gonna have a job. So this time next year, we can look back on this podcast and this podcast episode and laugh, because we'll be like, ha ha ha, what a time. Like, thank gosh she has a job now. Everyone say that with me. So I just want to have a job. I want all of my friends to have jobs, because it's just hard. Like, some of my friends don't have guaranteed positions because of budgets and all this stuff. So I just want us all to have jobs, or keep the jobs we have, or whatever it is. I don't want any of us to be subbing come September. I don't want it for any of us, unless that's what somebody wants, but I don't think it is. But I just really don't want to sub for another year, and I just think it's my turn. It is my time in life for this to happen. It is, and it will happen, and I'm just gonna keep telling myself that, because confidence is key, right? If I'm just confident, then it'll happen, right? Please say yes. Any hoosies. Yeah, I was working on my resume earlier today, and I'm feeling good about my resume, getting my references all like reinstated or whatever, so that as soon as jobs pop up, I can do it. I'm just gonna try my best to stand out. I don't really know how I'm going to do that, but I'm just gonna try my best, because I can't do this again. I need to be employed full-time teaching position, and it's going to happen. You heard it here first, folks. It is going to happen. So keep listening to my podcast if you want to hear when the big announcement comes, because it's gonna come. It is. So anyways, moving on from that topic, let's talk birthdays. I love my birthday. I always feel special because my day, you know, I was born. So that's always nice. I had a snowmobile meeting on my birthday, and they celebrated me with cupcakes. And I was celebrated the night before with cupcakes from my parents at our other snowmobile meeting. And then on my birthday, I chose not to sub because that's not how I wanted to spend my birthday. And I finished up animal sitting on my birthday. Ooh, I went around and got all of my like birthday freebies, and that was really fun. So that felt good, and I've never really done that before, so it was fun. And then on the weekend, I celebrated with my parents. We went out to lunch and then went back to their house for cake and ice cream and gifts, and it was really fun. I just felt very celebrated this year. Not that I don't always, but for some reason, my birthday just like hit different this year. I don't know. Maybe it's a big 23. I thought that it would be kind of fun to do that, like, you know, like, oh, 23 things I learned, or 22 things I learned while being 22, or something like that. But I'm just not sure I can come up with like 22 different, like fully separate, meaningful things to talk about, because that's kind of a lot. So I thought I would just talk about like a couple things. I don't know what any of those things are. I'm just hoping that they come to me as I keep talking, because I didn't plan this at all. But we're not surprised with that. Anyways, just thinking about like how the last year of my life has been for me, as we all know, the biggest thing in my life has been the whole job thing. But I really don't want to talk about that anymore. But just know that, you know, obviously that was a big part of me being 22, was like, you know, getting really excited and then being extremely disappointed and then continuing to work through that disappointment, work through that disappointment even now still, and just trying to roll with the punches and not let it consume me. On and off, I would say, about how, like, well I'm doing with that. It's still hard because I'm, like, continuing to be disappointed in other ways regarding the whole situation. So, but I just feel like I've learned a lot about myself, kind of, and how I've, like, cope. And I think I've, like, found better ways to cope and better ways to, I don't know, like, regulate my feelings, I guess. But it's also been hard because, like, while I feel like I've done that, I also feel like I've shut myself off more from talking to people about it, because obviously the people I want to talk about it with the most are, like, my friends. I mean, I talk about it with my parents. Like, that's all good. Like, I don't feel like I can't talk to them about it. That's not what I mean. But, like, the next people all would be my friends. And my friends, like, all have jobs. And so it's not something where I want to constantly, like, be bringing down the mood or make them feel like they can't talk about their stuff because they have a job and I don't, and all this stuff. I feel like I've said that before. But I do feel like I have kind of shut myself out from expressing those thoughts a little bit to my friends because I don't want to, like, burden them with it. So that's kind of hard. And that's something I definitely want to work on. But it's also, like, I don't know. It's just hard because I never want to make someone feel like they can't talk about their stuff because, like, of the situation or whatever. So yeah, but I've been trying to, like, find other outlets. Like, okay, if I don't want to burden my friends with this, how else can I get it out? That part I'm still working on, I'd say, but, like, I don't know. It's just kind of hard. That's something I've definitely, like, learned about myself this year, is that, like, I've never been super big. Like, I tend to, like, keep a lot of my feelings inside, bottled up, you know, because I don't want to bother people. But I've learned that it's even harder for me to, like, unleash them when our scenarios are, like, so similar in the sense of, like, career or whatever. Because I also don't want to be pitied. I mean, not that my friends, like, pity me, you know, but I'm not looking to be like, oh, poor Ryan. Like, that's not what I'm looking for, obviously. But it's just, like, I don't know. It's just a hard thing, you know. It's just hard. I don't want to be a burden to anyone. And I know that my feelings are not a burden, but sometimes I feel like they are. I know they're not, but I feel like they are. Because my friends are also dealing with things. And I just, you know, I'm complaining about the same stuff because it's the same stuff. So, anyways, there is that. What else? I don't know. I just feel like a lot has changed for me in the last year in my head in terms of, like, what I want to do with my life, and going from being so sure to now being so unsure, but knowing that the one thing I do really want is a steady job, a full-time job. Like, I know that I want that, but I am opening my eyes to other possibilities and then kind of, like, closing my eyes to ones that were already possibilities. I don't really know. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but, like, there are things that, like, now I'm not so sure if that's what I want, but there's other things where I'm like, ooh, I never thought I'd want that. Maybe now I do. And that's, like, exciting. And I find joy in that, like, unknown of thinking, like, oh my gosh, like, my path could totally change directions, but then that's also really stressful. So I don't know. But I do find joy in the unknown, but I also find a lot of stress in the unknown. So it's kind of, like, hard in that sense. What else? Wait, what was I saying? Being 22. I meant, like, in being 22. If I've been saying 23 and it doesn't fit, that's because I mean being 22. I don't know what I said. Anyways, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know, you guys. Like, something about my birthday just hit different. I felt like mentally, like, it was a new year for me, like, in my head. And I'm trying really hard to take advantage of that and trying to just, like, you know, have a good year, like, age-wise, not, like, 2024-wise. Just, I mean, like, my birthday, like, a year of me being a person, you know? And just trying to really, like, stay confident. And even if I don't feel confident, just, like, fake it till I make it kind of thing. So that I can, like, achieve what I want. Because I feel like I need that confidence there in order to make it happen. So I just feel like that is, like, not that I didn't have the confidence last year. But obviously as things, like, continued to look disappointing, the confidence went down. Like, I don't know how it wouldn't. But right now I'm just trying to, like, be overly confident, even though the outlook of jobs is, like, really bad. I don't want my outlook to also be really bad, because then, like, double bad outlook is going to lead to not happy Ryan. So trying to just really, I don't even know. This is the first time I've really said any of this stuff out loud. So I don't know if it makes any sense, but I just feel like this is going to be my year. I don't know what that really means, but I just feel like it's going to be significant. Not that every year of my life that I'm alive and happy and healthy isn't significant, but I just feel like I can't put my finger on it. I really can't, but there's just going to be something. I can feel it. I can just feel that something this year is going to be... What was that noise? It sounded like someone was in my apartment. They're not. I just feel like something this year is going to be really significant, and I just don't know what it is yet, and that's exciting, but I can just feel it. I don't know how to explain it. I just feel like there's something there. I have no idea what it's related to at all, but I just have this feeling. I don't know. So that's always good. That's exciting. And then what else? I don't know. I feel like I've learned a lot about, I don't even know if learn's the right way. I feel like I've had a lot of experience with standing up for myself in the past year of being, you know, 22. And I am very proud of myself for that. And I think that I've made good choices, even if they also suck at the same time. But I think I've, like, learned to better stand my ground and know what's best for me. And I think I've always known what's best for me. I think it's like I'm doing a better job of acting on it and just, like, not giving in to something that may be easier in the moment, but later, like, down the line isn't going to be good. So that sounds kind of cryptic, but I don't know. I guess if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. But I know what I mean. I guess that's all that really matters. Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's not hard, and that doesn't mean I, you know, don't wish things could be different, or I don't know, but I guess I've just, like, I don't know, I really don't know. There's just thoughts in my head, but I just feel like I've learned to, like, better stand my ground in the last year, because I've had, like, opportunities to do it. Whether those opportunities have been, like, wanted or not is another story, but they presented themselves, and I do feel like I've taken advantage of the situations to better, like, take care of myself. So I feel good about that. I feel good about it, like, in the sense that, like, I think I'm doing what's best for myself, but doing what's best for yourself is not always going to be the thing that you like. You know what I mean? Like, obviously there are things that we know are best for us, but we don't want that. We don't want it to be like that. But, you know, at some point you have to stick up for yourself and put yourself first. So you kind of have to deal with whatever comes with that, which can be hard. But, you know, that's just what you got to do. So, and the other thing that I've really, this is more of a recent thing that I've really tried to focus in on, is, like, coming to terms with the fact that I can't control other people. And that's really hard. Knowing that, you know, you can tell someone what you want and what you need, but that's all you can do. You can't make them do that thing. And so it's like, okay, So I've, you tell people what you want, you tell people what you need, you tell people how you feel, they choose not to do anything about it. And then that's that, you know what I mean? And that might suck, but you just have to accept it. And I feel like in the past I've been bad about accepting it. It's like, I'll tell people what I want or whatever, and it doesn't happen. And then I like settle and I'm like, oh, it's okay. But like, it's not. And so I feel like in the last year and like recently more, like couple months, I guess, I've done better about like being like, okay, this is what I want, this is what I need. Oh, you're not gonna give that. Okay, then that's just how, then this will not be what it is. Cause you know, I'm trying to think, there's something I like listened to or something the other day that really like put it into perspective, and I can't think of what it was. I'm trying to think. I have no idea. I can't think of what it was, but it like really like aligned with what I'm saying. Just like, I don't know. The only person I can control is myself, and I can't control a situation, but I can control how I react to it, you know, for the most part or whatever. And I can control what I do from there. And I feel like, you know, that relates to a lot of things too, like also with the job thing. Like, obviously I'm telling you right now that I'm going to get a job. I am going to. But let's just say for some crazy reason that I don't, that will no longer be in my control. Like if I do everything that I can do and I still don't get the job, that's like, I can only do everything that I can do. And then whether they give it to me or not is not in my control. So all I can control is how I react to it. And I think that that's something that I struggled with a lot more last year. And I'm hoping I won't struggle with it as much this year. Like, I've done what I can do. They're either gonna give me it or not. And if they don't, then that's fine. And that's the other thing. It's like, that's hard for me to like, it's hard. It's easy for me to identify and like say, but it's hard for me to really like live by that. But like, if I want something, no matter what it is, and whatever I'm wanting it from or whoever I'm wanting it from, if they don't want to give it to me, why would I want to be a part of that? You know what I mean? Like, if we want to use the job example, if I want a school to hire me really badly and they don't want me, why would I want to work there? You know what I mean? So, okay, they've told me that they don't want me. Okay, great. I don't want to work somewhere that's not going to want me. Like, it's not just about me being turned down. It's like, okay, now I know that maybe that's not somewhere I want to be because they don't want me. So why would I want to be somewhere I'm not wanted? Or like, if someone isn't like treating me the way that I feel like I should be treated, okay, great. Now I know that I'm not going to be treated the way I want. So therefore I don't want to be a part of that because I don't want to be treated in a way that I don't want to be treated. But in the moment, obviously, that's really hard because it's more like, oh, I didn't get the job. They don't want me. Like, what am I going to do? Or like, oh, no, they're not treating me how I deserve to be treated. Like, there must be something wrong with me. But it's like, it's just like how it is. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be a part of something that doesn't want you. I feel like I'm totally rambling right now, but like, it makes sense in my head. And I feel like that concept is like kind of obvious, but like, I don't know. Or you think about like, if you were in a relationship and you're like, you think of somebody you want to be with and they want nothing to do with you. And you're like, oh, so sad. They don't like me. Okay. But why would I want to be with someone who doesn't like me? Like, they don't like me. So therefore I would not want to be with someone that doesn't like me. So like, I don't know, just trying to like flip the mindset a little bit and make it feel like, not like being like, oh, it's their fault that they don't like me, because like, you can like who you want, but like just kind of like flipping it a little bit so that it's not always like about me in the sense of it being negative. Like, if a school doesn't want to hire me, it's like, oh, you know, their loss. It's not always my loss. Like, I am not the problem in every scenario. And I feel like a lot of people kind of struggle with that because that's what it feels like. It's like, oh, the school doesn't want me, this person doesn't want me. Like, what's the common theme? Me. They don't want me. It must be a me problem. But like, it doesn't necessarily mean that, but it's really hard to not view it that way. And so I guess I'm just like gonna try really hard to switch my mindset on that and view it more as like, okay, phew, that would have been bad for me because they didn't want me to work there. So you know, maybe that means we don't really align and our values don't really align and this isn't the place for me, because if it was the place for me, they would have hired me, but they didn't hire me. So then this isn't the place for me and I wouldn't want to work in a place that's not for me. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes any sense, but I find comfort in that and I'm going to try to continue to find comfort in it. I know in a couple months when job hunting is possibly going rough, I'm going to make a probably very contradictory episode to this, but you know, we'll see. Maybe I won't. Maybe it'll just be perfect and nothing to worry about. So I don't know, but I've talked for a long enough time. I'm going to go make some chicken nuggets. So thank you so much for listening. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I did get rid of my podcast Instagram just because I wasn't really posting on there, and I'm just going to post on my regular Instagram on my story whenever a new episode goes up. So yeah, so if you're like, that disappeared, why? That's why. But anyways, you can check the link in my bio of all my social medias and it'll take you anywhere you want to go. So my personal Instagram is ryemead3. Hold on, I have to check to see if that's even my Instagram, because now I'm not sure. My Instagram is ryemead3, so ryemead3. So if you go there and click the link in my bio, it's my link tree and it'll take you to all of my social media sites and like my YouTube, my TikTok, I don't know what else, but my teacher Instagram. And also, clearly you're already listening to my podcast, but if for some reason you want to find the Spotify or Apple podcast links, it would be in the link tree as well. So that is all. Feel free to let me know what you think. I don't know, you can like DM me or something, because I guess I don't have an Instagram for you to comment on anymore, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. And you know, feel free to tell me that this didn't make any sense. I won't blame you. It definitely was all over the place, but it made sense in my head. But anyways, I am 23 now, very excited. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. I know you're saying it right now. Just kidding. But yeah, I think that's everything. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a great whatever time of day it is when you're listening to this. And I promise I will see you soon. Well, I won't see you, but you'll hear me talk soon. And yeah, I think that's everything I have to say. So thank you so much for listening to Ryan Talks. And I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.